and welcome to UX Shortcast. Every day, I handpick the hottest articles from the last 24 hours to bring you the coolest and most exciting updates. Get ready for a quick yet catchy snapshot of what's new and buzzing in user experience. Ready to get inspired? Let's jump in. Today, on April 21st, I have the pleasure of inviting you to another episode of UX Shortcast. The article, Reconciling Differences in Design Expectations, dives into the challenges faced when clients and design teams have different visions. Imagine being in a tense meeting where both sides are trying to get their point across but aren't seeing eye to eye. It's like when two people have different ideas about what's best for a project and need to find a way to work together. The key takeaway is learning how to bridge these gaps effectively to ensure everyone ends up satisfied with the final outcome, avoiding common pitfalls that can derail a project. The article titled, How Monzo Does Assumption Testing, explores how Monzo, a digital bank in the UK, uses user research and testing to improve its services. Initially, Monzo attracted customers with innovative methods like a referral program and a distinctive orange debit card, boosting its growth significantly. Now, they focus on understanding customer needs around mortgages, using detailed surveys to gather insights. The article highlights the importance of asking the right questions in surveys, ensuring they are clear and directly relevant to the users being surveyed. Monzo's approach includes testing assumptions with prototypes to see how real users might interact with new features, aiming to make processes like remortgaging simpler and more trustworthy. This method helps Monzo tailor its services to genuinely meet user needs and expectations. The article, Responsible Tech: Principles for Technological Use and Development, dives into how we use and create technology today. It argues that while technology has brought a lot of good, it's not always a clear win. Sometimes tech makes things worse, like when automation fails and causes big problems, or when it's used without thinking about future generations. The piece suggests we need rules to make sure tech helps rather than harms us, focusing on real human benefits and keeping things simple and transparent. It's about using tech wisely to make sure it really serves us and our community well. The article 12 Design Recommendations for Calculator and Quiz Tools offers practical tips for making online calculators and quizzes more user-friendly. Here's the gist. Make sure these tools are easy to find on search engines by using clear keywords. Embed them directly on web pages where they're discussed, so they're easy to access and load fast. Allow users to input varying amounts of information, and don't force them to register to use these tools. Results should be immediate and visible on the web page, and adjusting inputs should be straightforward without needing to start over. It's also important to explain why certain information is needed, which helps in understanding the inputs and outputs better. Lastly, ensure that the default settings in the tools are realistic to avoid misleading users. The Wizard of Oz method in UX describes a clever way to test new tech products without fully building them first. Imagine a new app or gadget seems to work on its own, but behind the scenes, a person, like the man behind the curtain in the Wizard of Oz story, is pulling the strings, making it operate. This method lets designers see how people react to the product and tweak it before investing lots of money into technology that might not work out. It's like testing the waters before diving in, ensuring the product meets user needs without breaking the bank. Thank you for listening, and I invite you to another dose of knowledge tomorrow.